hey, folks, I just realized my microphone wasn't adjusted. I was on the Hagman Report last night. And welcome, since you guys are here, you're joining us. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you, again, the worldwide news and health research. Hope you guys, nice of you to join me. Hope you guys are having a fantastic day today.
Good to be here.
Hey, everybody.
Hope you guys check out the Hagman Report. I had a great show with Doug last night. We went into detailed discussions on a lot of the fast food, processed food, ultra-processed food, and some of the main ones that are causing so many health problems, including a lot of the issues that so many people are seeing right now with what's going on with being their brains being retrained. And so I did a detailed show on it yesterday on what it's doing to people and why so many people are having a hard time not overeating and can maintain portion control, and how the brain is actually changing and shifting, and the gut-brain axis is disappearing with a realistic connection, and people are eating enormously larger amounts of food, but the brain's still telling them I'm hungry and still releasing ghrelin. This was a really good show with Doug last night, and also went into a massive, again, I can honestly probably say a tirade. I got a little angry last night on the show. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. And a detailed discussion about what's going on with children, what's going on with depression, and how almost all of it is being directly linked to inactivity and iPhone and smartphone and basically social media usage now. And I talked briefly about it on the show earlier this week and how basically 12-year-olds, kids that get iPhones before 12, having a massive increase in depression, obesity, and a plethora of other health problems. And there was another article today here that I wanted to cover, and I'm going to go into detail on some more food topics, ultra-processed food addiction. But whenever my co-host is ready here, I'm going to start putting some photos up on the screen that I want everybody to see. That'd be so nice of you to join me today. I appreciate that.
Okay, whoa. Now, if we're going to go there, no, you got to give me a second.
I'm giving you five minutes.
If I'm going to be insulted like that, I'm going to
actually wasn't
why.
Insulted. I got him though, didn't I? I got him engaged now.
Yeah. Well, no, I was on with John Moore this morning.
He was on with John Moore this morning.
I've already done a show this morning at 8 a.m. Eastern. I thought it was 9 a.m. Eastern. That was a fiasco, but we were on.
We got it together.
30 minutes late. Thanks to Austin and me, we got it together like we always do. But we did the show with him, so it was a good show with John. And he brought up something about a group of people coming into the United States to stage a full color revolution.
Let's talk about that in a minute.
We're going to cover that. I'm going to tell you what I told him about that. And so, but anyhow, let's go back to the.
I want to do a positive start off on it. So I have to say.
That's actually a pretty photo.
Melania Trump is extremely classy. I do like her. She's super cool.
You know, I'm going to say something. You know.
She's got some style.
Now, in 2016, when she went into office, when they went office together, and he was basically put in as a president, and she showed up with a blue dress on with blue gloves.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? And everything matched perfectly. I looked at this and thought, this doesn't look like Michelle Obama.
Michelle, aka
known as Michael with his giant
whatever
Alabama black snake or whatever the heck he is. And, you know, and so I thought to myself, at least we've got somebody who's not a dude for a woman in the White House. According to Joan Rivers, thought I'd mention that. And by the way, you guys can't kill her again. She's already dead.
That's horrible.
Well, no, you think about that for a second.
I know.
She started running her mouth and she got off script and she was dead 6-8 weeks later.
Anyways, I digress.
But this is beautiful.
I was trying to segue, which is a great segue here. She's got some style when it comes to decoration. Here's a few photos of the White House. I mean, just adorned Christmas all the way up on here. This is her again. With the, you know, Louis Vuitton
boots. I've got one complaint to Trump, though. One complaint. I don't know why in the world he didn't marry a pretty one.
Look at those, what are they called?
Louis Vuitton?
Louis Vuitton, I think. Yeah,
Louis Vuitton. On the red bottom heels.
They're great. Their style's great. Anyways, look at how they set up all the stuff. They got the blues and the reds, and they got all the different Christmas trees all over. And then they got a Lego. This is a Lego portrait of Trump. I thought that was pretty funny. I love Legos. I do it with my son all the time. We put stuff together. But just A-plus for style, A-plus for just really making the place look good. Because you got to remember, a couple of years ago under Biden, they pretty much boycotted Christmas. They had like a Christmas tree in the front foyer.
It's called Xmas to them. They even said that.
Remember,
they don't do Jesus.
No, they said we're Xmas, you know, lights are going up. That's it. Oh, but by the way, we're going to paint the entire White House and LGB theme for the entire month with lights.
Yeah. But you know, the one thing I really like that Trump's doing too, and I know I'm going to get some blowback from this, I like the fact he's putting in a really nice ballroom.
He is.
I mean, the other one.
If we're going to blow money, which we already know we're going to blow money.
No, he's got contributions coming in for this. The crazy
part. Is he really?
Oh, yeah. The crazy part about this is we only could have put like 150 people into the other ballroom. That's nothing.
Well, it hadn't been redone in
100 years.
Yeah, yeah. And this is Alex George Washington Lego portrait.
Probably the last time they built the ballroom.
Time to get it fixed. But no, I want to cover some positive for the day. They got the White House really spruced up. The colors, the style, everything is spot on.
Are here. Those ornaments glowing?
Or yeah, I think so.
Are they light up like
maybe
big
they
light
got
bulbs?
Light behind them? I'm not sure. But they did a good job with it, man. They did pretty cool with it. It's nice to see the White House actually decorated something positive besides always a, you know, queer, tranny, whatever theme.
She's got some trees everywhere.
They're everywhere. You got Washington everywhere.
Some people would say that's tacky, but I think it's beautiful.
Oh, I think it's cool.
I do too.
You know what I'd much rather have this? A bunch of Halloween decorations with corpses and witches hanging from the ceiling.
I've seen that too.
This is way more positive. You got the eagles on stuff. You got the angels on stuff. So
that looks like that German Nazi symbol.
I wasn't going to go there, but...
It is, isn't it? Isn't that the German Nazi eagle?
Oh, no.
I had a big one of those fly over. I think that's a bird. I don't think that's an eagle. I think it is
maybe an eagle.
No, it's that thing that flies up to the sun. What's it called? The one that had the wax wings that melted?
Oh, yes.
I think it's one of those. Mythical creature.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Phoenix,
yeah. I think it's a phoenix, but because it looked like an eagle. We had a bald eagle fly over last night.
We got a couple of them around here. We got some.
There was an immature one, but the thing had a 7-foot wingspan.
Oh, they're monsters when you get to see them in close. We got multiple ospreys around here.
We have less rabbits.
For some odd reason, this area of where we're at has had a rabbit infestation. They're everywhere.
Well, now we're having an eagle and hawk infestation.
Now we're having eagle and hawk infestation, osprey infestation, which whatever. They're cool birds to watch, especially when they're down at the lake. But anyways, I want to start off with that on something positive. And now here was something else that is a spinoff of last night's show that I didn't get quite to cover as much. And it talks about how the more advanced engagement of ultra-processed foods is starting to emerge now and how more research is coming out showing every single couple months that these ultra-processed food companies are intentionally doing more and more and more data research. You guys are going to find this crazy. They already know how this food's extremely addictive. They already know how it reprograms your brain. They already know how there's certain concoctions of processed compounds with MSG, with sugar and salt and fat that makes the food more addictive. And now they're starting to use AI data logs to predict what people buy through monitoring their ads and monitoring what they look at online and then monitoring their purchases. Because now everything pretty much with the credit card companies, if you guys know this, the third parties, they sell all your information, your purchases to third parties.
You're worth so much more on data.
Oh, yeah. People have no idea their wealth and worth on data. Quite as sad as that is.
No, it's true.
No, it's true. I mean, the average individuals are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars just on data points.
Especially if you make more than $100,000 a year, you are really targeted.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's insane. But so this is pretty crazy. I'm going to post this on the website and more stuff now as far as showing that ultra-processed foods are extremely engineered to be tasty and addictive, and also, too, how they're starting to target you through certain ads based on your purchases, based on your eating consumption, based on where you go, based on where you shop at. And they're reinforcing your addictive behavior with the food you're already addicted to.
Isn't San Francisco suing these manufacturers now for these ultra-processed foods? That's what I had read.
Yeah, I think so. San Francisco is over there. And then on top of that, and then we have this total twist with Proposition 65.
Oh, that's a boondoggle.
Well,
man.
No, this whole thing
hey,
now.
Hey, well, hang on a second. Give me the center camera. You got to listen to this one.
Yeah.
This one directly affected us, and I don't like this crap. And I mean, this makes me angry.
So Proposition 65 was in California done, I think, over a decade ago, decade and a half ago. And it was originally designed, in my opinion, as a pretty decent proposition. And it came in and it was forcing primarily manufacturers of using compounds that were known carcinogens, like Roundup or like PVC glue and certain things, where they had to put these massive warnings on them. These products are carcinogenic and they've known to cause cancer. And they also applied this to the food industry. Well, then what's happened is now this proposition has gotten manipulated now through pharmaceutical lobbying and law firm lobbying. And they've used this Proposition 65 now, and it's a complete and total joke. And the problem with it is now, I'm pulling it up here.
What they're using it for is if you have a product that has that tests zero for lead
correct.
On a spectrometer, okay, we test all.
If you go to California now, everything, not every single item in the supermarket essentially has Proposition 65 warning on it now. Well, now what's happened is the entire country is having to follow suit if they carry anything in California or send major things to California. Because
happened to Glock, too.
Happened to Glock. Look at what Glock literally was forced to change their entire trigger mechanism after 40 years because California said, we're going to sue you because a criminal might turn one of your pistols into a machine gun one day, possibly. So we're going to sue you. You can turn anything into a machine gun, newsflash, if you want to be a criminal enough. That's the whole point of criminals. They don't follow laws. They're not law-abiding citizens. They just break the law.
Happened to Chipotle, too.
Chipotle, yeah. Chipotle, remember? Massive lawsuit. They came in and said, we're not using GMO ingredients. We're not using any types of compounds with GMOs.
That was part of their marketing.
It's part of their marketing. Well, then you had another one of these love-to-breathe-free-air law firms came in and said, oh, ha, ha, contraire, you sell Coca-Cola in your restaurant. That's got high fructose corn syrup. That is GMO. We're suing you now for false marketing and false practices.
Class action lawsuit.
Class action, which forced Chipotle to change their entire marketing strategy. Their shares dropped to the floor.
And guess who bought up the company?
Oh, boy, you already know. The big three, BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard suddenly became major shareholders in Chipotle.
Bought it up for pennies on the dollar.
Imagine that.
Yep.
So going back to what we're doing out here, now there's manufacturers that we know, and I talked to them yesterday. They came in that make a product for me, and they said, oh, by the way, we sell some stuff in California, so we're going to start putting Proposition 65 that this product may contain lead and may cause issues as far as with reproductive health. And I told them, I said, I've seen the spectrometers. I've seen all the assay testing. There's no lead in this product. They said, yeah, I know. But we're so scared of a lawsuit with California that we're going to start putting these warnings on the product in the event that one of these law firms gets a private organization to test it and figures out at some point that it's got, you know, 4 millionths of a point of a parts per million in it, which means it's like taking a grain of salt, breaking into a million pieces, then taking one of those million pieces and breaking into another million pieces and saying, we found this speck in here that has lead in it. Which, by the way, is so insignificant, it's insane. And by the way, we found this now.
This is beyond picograms.
Right. This goes beyond picograms. By the way, now we're suing you for false deceptive practices. Now, here's the million-dollar part that I just love about this. California is also the same state that has refused to acknowledge religious or medical exemptions with the vaccine shot schedule with children. So they're okay with children getting DTaP, pertussis, diphtheria,
aluminum,
you know, tetanus,
mercury, all of it.
Yeah, measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, all at 6 months. They're all loaded with over 1,000 micrograms of aluminum. And they're not 1,000, it's it's over that. So it's like 1,200 micrograms of aluminum in one shot schedule and 1 6-month schedule. But if we find anything in your product at any point in time and you haven't disclosed it's Proposition 65, we're going to sue you into oblivion and then make you settle for millions of dollars just to prove a point. They've now forced the entire country to have to do this nonsensical labeling just for the fact that it's in that. And now it's creating so much consumer confusion, which was that the point to begin with?
No, it was targeting the supplement industry, was trying to keep people healthy.
There you go. Was that the point from the very beginning? Mm-hmm. To target the supplement industry to go in and force these companies now to have to put Proposition 65 cancer lead warnings on every vitamin supplement in the entire country. Now consumers that may be new to market are going, oh, gosh, this product says it may have lead. This product says it may cause cancer.
And then here's what else they do. Now, I just went to Chipotle. We were wrong. Gosh, I hate it when we're wrong. We messed up.
Why?
The number one owner is Vanguard.
Oh,
Number two is BlackRock.
Oh.
And we thought State Street was number three. We're not. It's Capital World Investors. Number four is State Street.
Oh.
So we were off one.
I was off on that one. I was a little off. They moved around
JP
a little bit.
JP Morgan Chase, surprise, is number five. So that's who ended up going that. So what happens is, so now let's say the boys are breathe free air. Okay? They go, well, XYZ Vitamin Company is our company. We own it. we're not going to include them in a class action lawsuit. So they don't have to bother to put Proposition 65 on the label. It doesn't matter what's in it because we're going to take care of them. We're going to cover them. Now, would they do that? Would they not do that? I don't know.
Hey, but our competitor, you know what? Their sales are a little high.
Don't you never forget what happened with Sunglass Hut at Oakley.
Yep. That was crazy.
Oakley was the number one brand being sold at Sunglass Hut. They tried to buy the
number
brand.
One distributor for Oakley.
And they shut them down. They took Oakley out because they wouldn't sell Oakley to them. And all of a sudden, the Oakley shares fell through the floor. Their quality, in my opinion, has fallen through the floor. The lenses now don't even have decent optics on them, as far as my opinion.
No, they've gone way downhill.
They used to be great optics. I mean, I tried to fly in a new pair.
Yeah.
Too much distortion on the...
They were crystal clear back in the day.
Oh, but well, I tell you what, though. Those Porsche glasses, they have crystal clear optics on
them.
They
still do. Yeah. But so, no, but that's if you guys know the story that was Sunglass Hut and Oakley, it was crazy. Sunglass Hut was the number one distributor for Oakley. They tried to buy Oakley. Oakley said no. Sunglass Hut said, okay, we're cutting your distribution. We're no longer selling Oakley. Oakley went to the floor. Mm-hmm. Sunglass Hut came in, which was owned by BlackRock at the time. They went in and bought up all the shares of Oakley for pennies on the dollar.
It was owned out of an Italian firm. Now, I'm not sure how much Oakley owed on that.
Yeah,
but that was interesting. Oh, by the way, speaking of Porsche Carrera sunglasses, good glasses. Porsche has been shut down in Russia.
I saw this.
They're not running. They stopped them. They have completely turned
hundreds off. Hundreds of Porsches mysteriously have shut down now because of allegedly some type of satellite immobilization.
Well, that's probably true. And what happened is the Porsche was...
In Russia.
Well, remember, Russia was boycotted. Porsche was forced to boycott Russia after the Ukrainian invasion.
They have not sold any new Porsches over there directly.
But everybody still loves their Porsche. But now they got up yesterday morning and they wouldn't fire up. Dead.
Interesting.
Dead. All dead. Well, you think about this. I talked about this with John Moore this morning. OnStar with General Motors can shut your car off anytime they want. A friend of mine at a dealership over in Plant City told me that somebody come in one day and they had brought him a title. And they had swapped out for a new Corvette. And they said the title was free and clear. And they did it on the weekend, so they couldn't go to DMV in another state.
Yeah.
Well, the title had a lien on it.
Ooh.
They had kept a copy of the old title that basically was free and clear, traded in the car. The guy took off in the vet, was up in New Jersey somewhere, running around in some mafia world up there, and they called him up on a cell phone, on his OnStar, on his phone, and said, by the way, you've got about 1 minute to pull the car over. You're on the interstate so-and-so right now up there in New Jersey. We're about to shut you down, or you can head right now to a dealer.
Wow.
And they did. The guy took it in, and boy, they shut it off.
Done.
And then the car was returned back to the dealer that had been defrauded. You know, it's amazing to me. You know, I had Zig Ziglar say to me one time, we had this guy in the seminar circuit that was a complete scoundrel. And he said to me, he goes, and another guy said this to me too. He goes, if this guy would just be what he needs to be, he's such a good speaker and such a good communicator, he doesn't have to do anything illegal, but he does everything illegal because he's just a low life.
Well, I say a lot of those guys, a lot of those crooks and criminals, they're actually very smart with a lot of ideas they come up with. They just apply themselves very poorly.
Yeah.
They really do. They just apply themselves in a very poor manner. But I don't know. This is odd. This is almost to me like this is a beta test to see how they can immobilize vehicles in one sector of the country very, very quickly. Because there's nothing wrong with the vehicles. They're all mechanically
sound. Some of the guys are taking the batteries and disconnecting them for 10 hours.
I read that.
And they're starting back up again.
So it's something they did with this. It has nothing to do with actual Porsche. Apparently, it has something to do with some type of satellite interference.
Well, Porsche has not made any comment on this
yet. No, they haven't.
Well, because Porsche doesn't say anything about anything because they're always hiding everything.
Oh, they do.
And then
all of a sudden, they just pop out with a new GT2 RS.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we just absolutely murdered the Nürburgring track record again.
You thought we had 700 horsepower in the last one. We now have 900 horsepower in the same engine. You're like, how do you do that? But we never tell you anything until we release the vehicle.
No, they don't. But one thing about it, though, Porsche's in trouble right now financially. So this may be something going on to try to shove their shares back down again. They've already been owned by Volkswagen.
Oh, yeah.
But now Volkswagen's pushing to China.
I wonder who owns Volkswagen.
Oh, you already know.
Let's pull it up.
Well, here's another article I'm going to cover here real quick while he's pulling that up on here. We're going to see. Remember the other day I told you guys, today, December 4th, they're going to be having this big committee hearing about the hepatitis B shot with children, newborns, with the CDC plans. And boy, the medical establishment PR blitz has gone nuts. Over the last few days, multiple U.S. scientists have been coming in now saying that there's more risk than benefits by getting rid of this shot now. And ironically, I was reading the names of individuals who signed this petition. And Dr. Rochelle Walensky was at the top of the list.
Huh.
You know who Walensky was? The Jewish lady that was part of the COVID-19 pandemic in the CDC. She was director of CDC during COVID. And also Dr. Michael Abers, also worked for the National Institute of Health under Dr. Fauci. And Angela Erk, who researched at the Center of Disease Control, also part of stuff during COVID-19. These are the main mouthpieces now that are saying that if we don't keep giving healthy newborns with healthy mothers the hepatitis B shot at birth, that hepatitis B is suddenly going to explode across the entire country, and all these babies are going to suddenly start getting hepatitis B. What? There wasn't even an issue beforehand. Infants aren't just suddenly exposed to hepatitis B unless they have a mother that's positive for hepatitis B. The research has shown this. The doctors have shown this. The physicians have shown this. Everybody's shown this. But the profitability of the hepatitis B shot's about to go, I don't know, to probably zero if they pull this on the United States shot schedule. And so you've got all these individuals that work for the CDC, that work for the NIH, that have had this revolving door with the big pharmaceutical industry are now saying, if you get rid of the hepatitis B shot with newborns and healthy mothers, it's going to be an epidemic of hepatitis B. How? Where? When? Please show me some research that proves that. And the fact is they can't. So we're going to see what happens over the next December 4th and 5th with the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. But I have been shocked. Actually, I haven't been that shocked. The New York Times, the Washington Post, the NPR, all these media outlets are saying the hepatitis B shot is 100% safe and effective. There's absolutely no reason to pull it off the shot schedule. And my question is this. Why is it even on the shot schedule to begin with if the mother is not hep B positive? And nobody can ever answer that question.
Interesting, the primary owner of Volkswagen is Ally Financial, and there are no current stakeholders of Ally Financial. It's undisclosed. It's private. Isn't that odd?
Interesting.
So the whoever the person was.
Ally Financial, mm-hmm. I know of them. They do work with Porsche a lot.
Yeah, Ally Financial, they have valued it. They owe 60,000 shares. Redwood Wealth Management Group, 26,000. So they're not involved. Here's the problem that you have with all of this. It's interconnection.
Well, then you start looking at who owns those guys.
Well, yeah,
that.
And I tried to find who owns Ally's. Not disclosed.
Odd. Interesting.
So I thought that was interesting.
That's a change up of scenery for you guys. Something different besides just the top three, at least publicly.
Something's not right with this.
You have to look it up.
I have to do some more research on this. Yeah, because it doesn't make any sense. But a lot of stuff in Europe is not directly owned through BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. They use subsidiary
That's
companies
true.
To do
it's
it.
In Europe.
It's revolving stock purchases, and they basically use these other guys as front guys. But I find it odd that we can't find out who owns this company.
No, that is weird. Mm-hmm. We'll have to do some more research off air.
Because somehow they got $20 billion, remember, when they had those fines they had to pay.
Oh, yeah.
Something else is going on with Ally Financial and Volkswagen and Porsche and Audi and.
Well, like I said, though, I did see Chipotle, which ironically, I actually ate at Chipotle yesterday. Still had good food. Felt great after I ate it, surprisingly. I was in a hurry. I was passing it. I had to run the shop to drop off some wheels and tires to my buddy who runs a shop over there, some old dually wheels I had that I'm getting sold. And so I ran in Chipotle, black beans, brown rice, beef barbacoa with some lettuce and guacamole and some pico on it. And, shoveled it down about 3 or 4 minutes. It was great. Felt great. Good food still. Really good food. Probably one of the only fast food places I ever eat at. So I really never eat fast food. I just bring food with me. But, again, another company that, got bought out by BlackRock and shoved down on their prices and why they own them now. But at least their quality of food seems to be pretty good because I eat so clean most of the time, I can always tell if I eat junk food. I just feel it. If I eat ice cream or something, it's like, ugh.
BlackRock and Vanguard, number 4 and 5 in the owners of Volkswagen.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I knew that I hadn't missed it that far.
Okay. So you got a little bit of European markets. And those markets are probably owned.
Bloodline families.
Yeah. So they may have a little bit of difference over there.
But we don't know. If you guys want to do some research for me, since I don't really have time to mess with this because I really don't
do
care.
Do a lot of other stuff.
We're doing a lot of other stuff. Let me know who owns it and who breaks it down. What you'll need to do is look at the top 5 or 10 investors and find who owns
and
all those
houses. Start digging into them.
And dig into those.
It only takes about 20, 30 minutes, but I already do so much research as well.
Yeah.
But if you guys need anything, the vitamin C powder on sale for product of the week. It's a horrible segue, but I want to give you guys a heads up. Let me give you guys an update on that. That is one of the most amazing products we have. We have it in the capsule form and we have it in the powder form. The powder just happened to be on sale right now. That's the vitamin C with quercetin and other antioxidants in it. My kids take it every single day. We've got the formula dialed in where it actually tastes really, really good. It doesn't taste like the old vitamin C formulas.
No, if you use that formula and you mix it with the magnesium brain food, it actually tastes pretty good. And you throw it in with a purple stick, too. That ever tastes great. I have that every morning.
And you can throw it in the multiple powder if you want to do that, too.
Oh, yeah.
I do that all the time.
By the way, We covered this a couple of days ago, and now they're finally hitting the mainstream wire with it. Children given smartphones by age 12 have greater risk of depression and obesity.
Oh, yeah. It's starting to hit mainstream. I saw that, which is good, because I discussed it in detail in the Hagman Show. If you want to watch that show last night with me and Doug, we had a big health discussion on food, on smartphones. That was one of the primary discussions, and I dug in to this topic, and I got pretty heated on it. So a lot of stuff that I'm seeing, that I'm reading, that I'm watching personally in other people's lives, that I'm watching out in society, and I'm watching how the decay of the younger generation right now, and almost all of it is being directly linked to massive usage of these digital devices. And it's becoming so addictive, and it's ruining these children's perception of reality because they're so used to this insane flicker rate where they scroll through for hours and hours and hours on end, and they're exposed to all kinds of stuff. And it may not even be perversion at all times. They're just being exposed to so many aspects of life and society and different topics that in real life, when they actually go to do something, and they're children, everything just seems dull and boring. And that's what they report in this article, that children now are saying that everything's just depressing and boring in real life. It's because they're living in this digital realm.
Interesting article just came out. DOJ indictment targets pedophile cult that gave birth to global child exploitation threat. Now, here's why I wanted to read this, because it's talking about what's going on online. They allegedly lured children from video games such as Roblox,
yep,
and Counter-Strike Global Offensive into Discord servers, according to prosecutors. Then the defendants coerced, induced, and directed these victims to engage in acts of degradation, including self-harm, and to create videos begging for forgiveness or professing the victim is owned by the member of Gregory's cult to demonstrate loyalty to Gregory's cult, member group said. Additionally, the defendants caused victims to write the names of Gregory's cult members on their bodies or in handwritten sign, which, okay, I'm not going to read any more of this stuff.
It's getting nasty.
Okay, the group alleged attack is closely mirror other line online predatory networks, especially 764, a Satanist Nazi movement tied to more than 300 FBI investigations. I mean, you got to realize something. I'm going to say this to you and be as honest and as sincere as I possibly can. The internet is an unbelievable, perverse nightmare from hell. Now, you can use it like we do to bring you this show every day to try to bring you real news to tell you how bad the internet is, which is kind of weird for me because we're kind of cutting off our own nose to spite our face to tell you how bad the internet is. But the reality is that these children cannot be left unattended on the internet. I've seen it ridiculously in high numbers how these kids get involved in pornography.
Well, in the Roblox you just brought up, I've covered that in detail in the show before because that was generally a video game building platform, and it's turned down this massive perversion. I've covered it repeatedly. If your children are using that, please, please, please monitor what they're being exposed to.
And watch, and if they're using filthy language on these video games they're watching.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's F this and GD this and FD.
Other perverse language is way worse than that.
No, it gets bad. You got to just not listen to it. Number one, you don't need to hear it. In other words, every once in a while I'll say a bad word on the show. I do. I'm not even going to – I've got no halo to adjust here at all. But what I will say is this. I know that I can control my language. A lot of these guys who do podcasts, Austin, they don't control the
language. No, they can't control it at all. Every other word's F this, G,
well, this. Well, Joe Rogan was real bad about that.
He's gotten better about it.
He's gotten better now about it.
I think he got flack from it.
Well, and a lot of his guests were coming on doing the same thing.
Some of them were Christians, too.
I could give you names of a major podcaster right now who's one of the top in the world who basically gets on there and uses all kinds of filthy language and shows up and ends up, smoking cigars and getting drunk and just cussing on the air. I mean, I've seen some crazy stuff. Now, I'm not perfect. Like I said, I have no halo to adjust. But we try our best to bring you good, clean news without a bunch of filthy language. And every once in a while, I'm going to say it. I hate to admit this because you wouldn't know about it. We'll slip on air and we'll say something that we shouldn't ought to say. And I'll call up Todd and I'll call up Michael and I'll say, okay, at this minute, every once in a while you'll see me taking a note, right?
That's me usually when I'm talking.
Yes, usually when I'm but what we do is, then I go back and tell them that we need to delete this word.
But we try. But I try my best to keep it clean. Nobody's perfect. I'm not. I mean, we all live in Florida.
This is the redneck state.
That just is what it is. Yeah. But I mean, as far as trying to make an attempt and be the best you can be and make an attempt to do the best you can.
But you know what I like about the fact about, here we're just giving you a little disclosure, is that we're saved by faith through grace through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not by works. And every one of us are going to mess up. You say, well, I can't believe he used a bad word. Wait a minute. Okay, my sin may be different than your sin, but you ain't perfect. And so what we want to do is we always want to criticize somebody for their sin when we don't look in the mirror. I mean, the Bible says, you know, don't try to get the plank out of somebody else, the speck out of somebody else's eye when you got a plank lodged in yours. I have seen so many people that are pious and sanctimonious who go to church that drive the unbelievers away because they're trying to judge them and be mean to them. We all started off as sinners. We still are sinners. We're all saved by grace through faith through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the plan of salvation that God gave us through the cross, through the blood of the Lamb. We're not going to be perfect. Any time in our lives, if we think we're perfect, now we become pious. Now we become sanctimonious. Now we become somebody who everybody else wants to leave the room with. Everybody's sick of you. You know, you look down at somebody, I can't believe you did that. I'm like, well, I can't believe you're acting like that. What's wrong with you? None of us are perfect. So always remember, it's by grace that we're saved, not by works. Very, very important. That's why every once in a while I just say something like that, because I want you guys to know I am not perfect. I'm not. I'm not. I'm so far from perfect, it's ridiculous. But by the way, there is a God. He's perfect. But you're not God, and neither am I. And neither none of us are Jesus. That's why we have to rely on him to stand before us. Let me do this for you. Purple stick analogy.
You taking my purple stick?
This is God. This is Jesus, the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith. This is us.
My glasses.
Can you see these okay, Rich, or are they off the air?
They're off the air.
They're off great.
What are we doing?
We're making it taller here, okay? Now we got the middle of the camera. Give me the middle camera. Can we see him now, Rich?
Hey, guys.
This is God. This is Jesus. This little tiny thing here is us, okay? We are like a 1-volt transmitter. God is like a 10 billion gigawatt transmitter. We can't get inside of his energy field without dying. Bible says, don't touch the mountain.
Yeah.
Don't touch me. I'm not yet returned to the Father, it said, when Jesus was resurrected. Can't get close to God. But we use Jesus as a transformer, as an adapter, so to speak, to go back to the Father. We plug into Christ. Now we can go back to that of the Father. That's the energy field that permeates the entire known universe in the past and the future and the present, because God is omnipresent, that we can now go into his energy field and come to his throne through Jesus and petition him and ask him to do things for us and to help us and to direct and to guide us. Without Christ, we can't get back here. He's the adapter. He's the basically the, you know, the you go to Europe, you got to try to plug a 110 blow dryer into a 220 outlet, you know, blow it up.
Yeah.
Can't do it. So he's the adapter. He's the mediator that allows us to come back to that of the Father. And when you understand that, you realize that we ain't doing it on our own.
Not as a highlighter.
No. And if I try to swim to Hawaii from San Francisco, I ain't going to make it. Neither are you. That's not without support and by getting my great whites. Okay. So, you know, nobody's going to swim from San Francisco to Hawaii without help, or probably ever going to do it. But we don't have to. Jesus already did that for us. He already brings us back to the Father.
He's the lifeboat.
He's the lifeboat.
There
we help right the lifeboat there. That takes us right there. I like that.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Hey, that was good.
I might need some brain food on this too.
All right, we're done with that camera.
good analogy on that. Really good analogy on that.
But so anyhow, when we talk about stuff that we're not perfect. I'm not even trying to make excuses here. You forget somebody's birthday. They get all mad. All hell breaks loose. And you go, well, please forgive me. I forgot your birthday. Well that's not good enough. I'm going to be mad the next 5 years. Okay, well, great. Have fun with that.
Would $10.3 million make you feel better?
$10.3 million go a long way.
Go a long way, especially put it in gold for the next 5-10 years. Ironically, remember when I told you guys during COVID? I told you guys to hold the line with this. File medical exemption or file religious exemptions with this stuff. Colorado Medical School is now having to pay $10.3 million after denying religious exemptions for the COVID vaccine. I told everybody this.
They probably kicked out these guys, and also now they got
to pay. Oh, that's exactly what happened. It says $10.3 million settlement to 18 faculty and students, and I got to give these patriots, they stood their ground.
Amen.
They put in religious exemptions. They have said, I have a strongly held religious belief against taking this COVID-19 vaccine. The school said, we don't care about your religious belief. You're fired or you're being expelled. The policies were denied. The group representing the plaintiffs announced Monday that they will now be splitting $10.3 million 18 ways, which is still a chunk of cash.
We gotta back this down one notch. We got to go back.
How far back?
Back to the beginning. Back to the Stone Age here. This is not a true statement. The attorney's going to take 60 to 7% of that money.
No, they'll get 40. They didn't go to trial.
But it doesn't matter. They're going to have all kinds of fees that they include in this. And what's going to – and, you know, of course, that's some very
– It's still a chunk of cash, though.
Well, not really.
They'll probably clear $300,000 each.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. If they were in medical school, they'd have made a lot more of that out of doctors. Did they readmit them?
I don't know. I've got into the part yet.
But see, isn't that the problem that you've got here? Because, see, that's the problem with this whole Proposition 65 out of California with class action lawsuits. They do it on purpose because of the fees. Because I've seen class action lawsuits, Austin, where the people get hundreds of millions of dollars to the plaintiffs, right?
Yeah.
And you know, suddenly they find out that they don't get hundreds of millions of dollars. They get tens of millions of dollars because the attorney fees were the rest of them.
Well, that's the attorneys.
The attorneys get these huge settlements, and they get to have their law firm get these huge amounts of money. That's why they don't care. They'll drag it out for years, if not decades, in order to get the settlement.
Yeah.
And the only people who stand against that are the other huge companies that have their 300 attorneys on standby that are already on payroll. As an individual, we don't have the ability to do that.
No.
Look at this Roundup mess that we talked about yesterday. Now, you talked about last night on Hagman. What a mess.
Oh, yeah.
But what's it saying?
The thing about this, though, is I'm glad, at least for the most part.
It's not saying they were put back in school.
No, quite frankly, none of them probably wanted to go back there anyways. I mean, quite frankly.
But here's the problem. I had this happen to a friend of mine. He got booted out of medical school.
Yeah.
He did. I can't really say he was a friend of mine. Kind of a wild dude. And he got booted out for basically doing some stuff he shouldn't ought to have done. He couldn't get back into another medical school.
Yeah.
Blackballed because they wanted to know. They wanted to see his transcript.
Why got kicked out?
And it says, you know, just expelled.
Yeah.
Why are you expelled? Well, he ended up going to osteopathics college instead.
Well, the problem is, you know, but the point of this, it was crazy. And this is why I've tried to explain to everybody so much why we can't ever let this happen again. This was 18 people that stood their ground. Here's why I'm bringing this up. What if 90% of the school said we're not doing this? They couldn't have fired the whole faculty. The whole medical school would have collapsed. They couldn't have terminated and expelled all the kids, even 70-89% of them.
No, they lost all the government subsidies. Well, yeah, I remember, though, Biden probably would have stepped in on that because Biden's such a piece
might
of crap.
Might have, but if you fire all the staff, who's supposed to teach medical school?
And plus, if every school in the country did that, the government wouldn't be able to do that.
No, everything starts to collapse. This is why I've told everybody that you've got to find a conviction where you lay on this. And these 18 kids, that's why I'm commending them to the professors. I'm commending them at least for all standing together and saying, we're not doing this. Mm-hmm. I'm not taking an experimental shot that has no backing and no research. And the insert sheet's blank. It's blank.
I have no idea what you're putting
in your body. No idea what you're putting in your body. They did that on purpose because they didn't want to disclose it. And so I give these kids a standing ovation on here, these professors standing ovation.
That's just thinking.
It should have been 1,800, or it should have been 8,100 kids and professors basically stood up on this. But again, this is why you've got to learn from previous history. This is why you have to be educated in previous history, because I don't believe for one second they're not going to try a stunt like this again. The playbook was too effective with COVID-19.
It's a beta test.
Exactly. You know,
same thing they did with Orson Welles with War of the Worlds back in the 30s when they did the radio show through Mercury Theater. That was a CIA before a CIA
exactly
OSS test. And we have to realize they want to see how much they can control us.
Yep.
Very important we understand that. And speaking of controlling us, a lot of fear porn is going out right now that these Venezuelan gangs are going to overthrow the government of the United States.
That'll never happen.
Never happen.
However, I do believe there's some areas, especially in these liberal areas, that have allowed these things to escalate and support them. You have false flags, and you have a very lenient law enforcement that's basically doesn't care, very liberal-based.
I can tell you right now, this ain't happening in Polk County.
This has never happened in Polk County. I had a discussion last night with one of my real good buddies, the sheriff's department, and I asked him, I was like, you know, I said, if you guys have something where you guys go to court for a traffic citation or anything like that, or you guys have something, you know, where you have to show up and you have to do depots and you have to do discovery. I said, how is the basis on it with the sheriff's department? He goes, if we don't follow everything, if we don't respond to everything, he goes, we get 8 hours of unpaid leave every single time we get basically noted on our chart for that. I said, so you guys have to show up for court for everything. He said, we have to show up for court for everything. We can't not show up unless it's some type of like medical exemption on it. He goes, Polk County Sheriff's Department does not play. He goes, we're not doing this leniency. Everybody just gets out of jail early. Everybody just gets, you know, bonded out. Don't worry about it. Zero bail. Come back later on another arrest. He goes, we don't play that. He goes, that's why the crime in Polk County is so stinking low. That's why.
We really don't have any crime
here. Really not. And he goes, if you take out the edge pockets of like Kissimmee and Davenport, it gets way lower. And he goes, that's why. He goes, you notice how many riots we had during the BLM and Antifa terrorist acts, right? And I said, yeah, it was like zero. One incident in Lakeland that got dissolved.
And I had to be in the middle of it.
And you got in the middle of it.
Me and Sharon. I mean, I couldn't believe it. And now, and now DeSantis says that we didn't have to. Now the law has been changed. They stop you like that.
I brought that up on Doug's show yesterday. I said a lot of these other liberal states, they've literally given the criminals ammunition.
Yeah.
They literally go, oh, if you can't touch them with your vehicle. But there's 50 people around my vehicle with baseball bats trying to break in. I'm trying to get my two kids away from this. Doesn't matter. If you run into them, you're going to be charged with a felony battery. So I'm supposed to let them break through my window, drag me and my wife and my kids out of the car and beat us to death. Well, you can defend yourself if you're on the ground and there's a mob about to kill you. You can maybe defend yourself. But if you can't, we might charge you.
Some of the liberal states tell you that you have to urinate on yourself. If you're being raped and you're a woman, urinate on yourself. It'll disgust the rapist.
Look at what they did to that one kid with the AR. What was his name?
He was found not guilty.
He was found not guilty.
I think he's running for Congress now. I hope he does.
I hope he does. Maybe he can get away from AIPAC from buying him. I don't know. We'll see.
Woo, doggy. You went there a day.
I went there today. Chris.
It's a Thursday.
I keep saying Chris.
You can't
Kyle,
do that on
sniper.
Thursday. Thursday's not the day
Thursday.
For AIPAC.
No.
It's supposed to be a happy, happy show.
Okay, today. I got a funny show. You want some bubblegum?
Let's talk about Melania Trump and how good she looked in a blue dress.
There you go.
Oh, we already did that. Sorry. What is bubblegum?
Virginia, liquor store gets broken into by raccoon. He gets drunk and passes out in bathroom.
I have to assume this is fake.
No, it's not. I thought so, too. An intoxicated raccoon was apprehended by Hanover Animal Protection after breaking into Ashland ABC store and passing out inside the bathroom after consuming an enormous amount of alcohol.
I don't know about this one, but I got
to go. Dispose of it.
No.
They found him in the bathroom.
No, I got to go. I've got to go fake news on this one, bud.
I don't know, maybe AI.
I don't know any raccoons that drink.
There's some bubblegum for you on that one. They have photos that they put online. The problem is, I don't ever know it's AI or not anymore. Yeah. Can't ever tell half the time with these photos and videos.
No, I mean, a drunk raccoon passing out and finding him. I wonder if they charge him for a DUI.
Drunk in public. He got drunk in public for that one. I don't know, but I found that to be very humorous. Even the story just sounded pretty funny to me, so I had to bring that up as some bubblegum. Oh, this is a positive note. I covered this in detail in Hagman last night. In detail. And I'm stoked about this one. You guys know me. I love the automotive community. I love the aftermarket community. Trump has now rolled back the fuel economy standards that the EPA illegally put into place about half a decade ago. And then Biden added on to it. Trump administration has now started the process of easing the fuel economy requirements for new vehicles, part of the administration's broader pivot, basically actually allowing manufacturers to produce a vehicle that still drives clean but doesn't have enormous amount of restrictions that's causing the engines to fail prematurely. Under the Biden administration, every single vehicle had to continually get better fuel mileage in a large percentage until 2031, until it had to hit like on average 50 miles per gallon. What they've done now, the EPA was doing this, they were forcing the manufacturers to put more and more and more restrictions on these vehicles. And at the same time, forcing the manufacturers to increase the miles per gallon. Doesn't work that way. It can't. I've seen personally back in the old days in 2012 when we could delete diesels. I had a friend that deleted a Duramax diesel. And he was averaging 27 to 20 miles per gallon just by taking the DPF off and tuning it and doing an EcoTune on it. Ran clean. Super clean. I mean, couldn't even smell diesel. It was so clean. And got enormous fuel mileage. Well, the EPA keeps coming in and saying, oh, if you don't meet these miles per gallon standards and put more emission controls and change the tables and increase all these certain parameters, we're going to start charging you gas guzzler taxes. So it's going to happen by 2031 under the Biden administration. Diesel trucks, if they weren't averaging, I think, almost like 38 miles per gallon, they were going to start getting $5,000 and $6,000 gas guzzler taxes. I don't even know if I told you about this.
I heard this part yet.
Yeah. So they were just, so you're going to take diesel trucks that are already overpriced, that already have enormous amount of emissions on them, and you're start putting $4,000 and $5,000 and $6,000 gas guzzler taxes on them in order to meet the EPA criteria. So if they didn't meet the miles per gallon, they're getting fined through a tax. Well, Trump has removed all that back. These vehicles are extremely clean. We're probably one of the most least polluting countries in the entire world, by the way. No one else addressed that.
We are, except for some of the European nations, are pretty doggone clean.
They're clean. But then you have all these other countries like China and India.
That's unbelievable.
They're running leaded gas with open pipes. They don't even put catalytic converters
South
on.
South America.
And yet you have the vehicles over here that are prematurely blowing up. Diesel engines aren't even worth crap anymore as far as more than 100,000 miles. They cook off. The EGTs are so high. And Now you got to go in and put more emissions back on them and fix them when your truck breaks and falls down and grenades, so you can keep following this EPA mission. But yet, we don't require any emissions on any manufacturers in the United States that go overseas to military bases to other countries. Nothing.
Are they going to start letting us order these vehicles without emission on them?
There is a high probability. I don't know if they're not going to be emission free.
Well, I don't think so. You know, I think California's going to stop all this.
That's exactly what I was just about to say. The issue we're running into now is that California is actually starting to dictate United States policy.
Well, it is the biggest, economy in the
country. It's a communist state.
It is.
But they're dictating policy.
They're completely bankrupt.
No, they can't even function. They're insolvent. The only reason they actually even are alive as a state is because we give them hundreds of billions of dollars a year in federal grants.
And the only time they ever had a chance of getting right is when they elected a governor whose dad was a Nazi. I didn't say that. I did not say that.
Did you say that?
I did not say that. I'm kidding. That was a parody. That was a parody. You guys could do the math on that and go backwards on that. He spoke German, by the way. Oh, by the way, Pete Hegstead, war crime scandal broke wide open as Admiral unleashes astonishing testimony. Now,
the Admiral's talking now.
He's COA, buddy.
So what happened was, if you didn't remember, hear the story yesterday, Hegstead completely threw this very well-decorated Navy SEAL admiral under the bus, said, "We love our admiral. He's a patriot." And he was the one who ordered the second strike on this Venezuelan boat. Completely deflected.
Here we go. Pentagon experts, including a legal advisor overseeing the mission, believe the survivors, they were clinging on, bloodied, half blown up, probably bleeding out.
In open water, by the way.
Bleeding
in open water.
Yeah. Okay. The Pentagon experts, including a legal advisor overseeing the mission, believed the survivors were potentially in communication with other nearby drug boats and were trying to salvage the remaining drugs in the cargo ship.
Are you joking me right now?
Total crap. Hegstead said he only watched the video of the initial strike before leaving the Operations Center to brief the White House officials on the meetings. And he said he was publicly defending Bradley as one of the nation's finest Navy admirals.
No, he did not publicly defend. He threw him under the bus.
Bradley is speaking in a secure facility, Capitol congressional leaders, basically not talking out loud to anybody. The admiral will be joined by the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staffs. And basically he is saying that the reason they did this is because they were still in the fight. These guys who were clinging to the raft, bloodied and blown up. You know, I tell you what, I've seen some, you know, there's lies, then there's really bad lies, then there's damnable lies. Oh, I said a bad word, but I'm not going to edit that one. And all of this stuff is one of those things that people don't realize. This is what we get from our government now. Hey, why don't we just do it this way? Hey, look, the chain of command said that we didn't want any survivors on this.
There you go.
We saw there were some survivors. We didn't know what their potential was going to be long term.
We didn't know what potential threat was.
And so we went ahead and
neutralized the threat. We went ahead
and killed them.
Yeah.
And you're going to go, "That's awful." Well, that's what happened.
That's awful.
But don't do this.
They may have been a communicate. The boat's gone. The dope's gone. They're on pieces of the boat dying.
No. It reminds me of Solzhenitsyn and what he said in Gulag Archipelago. We know they're lying. They know that we know they're lying, but they continue to lie.
Well, no. The problem is now he's starting to sound like the IDF.
Did I just say that?
He's sounding like the IDF. Oh, we thought he was possibly still a terrorist in the house, cowering in the corner with his four children, so we did another airstrike on him because he may have been a Hamas leader at some point.
Oh, by the way, I never said that Arnold's dad was a Nazi. I never said that. I never said Arnold was a Nazi either. Potential.
Find the sea powders on sale, guys.
Well, no, well, why don't we just spin everything?
I know.
Clinging to survival.
No. They were in connection with other drug boats in the area.
Let's go ahead and gaslight everybody.
We're going to salvage all the dope that was halfway down to the bottom of the ocean now.
You hit them with a hellfire missile.
Where's dope?
It was vaporized. Unbelievable. Oh, by the way, a Thunderball, an airplane. This is my condolences, but I don't think anybody was killed. Look, he got out okay. Chaos is a U.S. Air Force Navy Thunderbird crashes in a fireball near Death Valley.
I saw that. He ejected, though.
He did.
Yes, F-16.
The pilot successfully ejected it from the plane, which is part of the U.S. Air Force's air demonstration squadron known as the Thunderbirds. Air reports have indicated the individual sustained only minor injuries. Dramatic footage captured the pilot ejecting from the plummeting aircraft, deploying their parachute and surviving, safely gliding away. The F-16 slammed into the desert floor, erupting into a massive fireball, sending thick black smoke. Cost of the new jet ranged from $30 million to $60 million, depending upon the avionics. The incident was reported yesterday. Six Thunderbirds were said to have departed the base on Wednesday morning, with only five returning safely. I've watched the Thunderbirds before. That's a great group of pilots.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the problem. I'm going to say this to you again because I'm a pilot. You cannot imagine the complexity of these aircraft they're flying.
Oh, gosh,
and you cannot imagine the cost of the maintenance. They bring entire crews with them on C-130 transports just to maintain the airplanes.
Well, you've got to sit in some of those jets before. You've told me that. I mean, the avionics on it's insane.
Well,
that's
no,
where the amount of
crazy.
Training yeah. that these guys have.
And I got to sit in an Apache helicopter.
Yeah.
And landed up there in Blairsville with a whole group
yeah.
of them. And the crazy part about it is that you're looking through a goggle with a head with a helmet on that's got all the displays in the
yeah.
goggle visors. And so people don't understand how unbelievably advanced these planes are. And then a simple thing is a fuel line rupture. A simple thing is a fuel pump rupture that doesn't have proper backup on it. A simple thing is debris in the fuel plugging up a line will shut the engines off.
Apache gunship. Those things are so...
Those are the baddest things I've ever seen.
Those things are so hard, all armored up.
But you know, the funny part is only the front windshield is armored.
Yeah.
The front. The rest of it's not.
Well, because they use, it's a gunship.
They're going towards somebody.
Yeah, they have a gunship in it. And then usually they got an M134 gun on each side with the miniguns, too, if they're going in hot. So, I mean, that's just.
It looked like a giant, you know.
I watched a video. They came up with a minigun M134 suppressor the other day. No, it's still very loud. But the thing about it is, if you've ever been around those guns, the compression just from those rounds, 4,000 rounds a minute.
Do you remember we broke the clock?
Oh, the 50, yeah, BMG.
We did it. We had the opportunity one time to shoot a 50 BMG at a range at 700 yards. And we had a big clock, right above us. And the clock was fine, so we started shooting at 50. And the concussion blast broke the clock. The guy was all mad at us. You guys broke my clock. And we were like, we didn't break your clock. He goes, the concussion blast. And I thought he was joking.
You 50 BMG broke your clock,
remember,
bro.
Do you remember how we got there and we set this thing up and there's people on all the tables beside us?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden we just said, we yelled, fire in the hole.
Yep.
We just let one of those things go. And about four rounds into that, everybody from the tables beside us started leaving, doing other tables.
Yeah, 50's wild
because it has that gas suppressor thing from front that blows
the muzzle brake.
The muzzle brake.
Okay, well, that way you don't get any of the blowback in the weapon, and the operator doesn't get hit with blowback. But if you're 3 feet beside it,
you're going to get hit. And we didn't realize he was going to do all that. But I tell you what, that was a fun game. Now I remember the guy came over to us, and his friend had a 50
single shot, bolt action,
with absolutely no recoil suppression on it.
No spring system.
And he said, well, I shot my friend's one time. I won't shoot it. It hurt too bad. Can we shoot yours? And I said, no, the one we were using? I said, sure. I said, but you have to bring your own ammo because that's expensive ammo. And so he said, he shoots around through. He goes, it feels like a 12-gauge shotgun. I said,
yeah.
I know. And he goes, I can't believe my friend bought the one with a bolt action. Remember that?
Well, I mean, it gets the job done. You got one good shot out of it. You know,
it hurts, man.
Yeah, I mean,
I've got a 30-06. I bought it at a gun show.
Yeah,
I remember. I shot it.
Great rifle,
but it kicks like a mule. I shot it a few times. I thought, you know, this just isn't any fun to shoot.
Charlie Kirk didn't get
there
shot.
There you go. That's why I brought that up.
As a hot round.
That thing will go through a quarter-inch plate steel. His neck was so thick, the skin stopped the exiting bullet. It's like this with the doggone, the guy clinging to the side of the boat trying to save the trash, right? Drugs. And he's on the radio. How's the radio supposed to work under salt water in pieces?
And you think the rest of the boat's operational? It was in pieces. Well, I mean, I've personally seen and hit hogs with 308s, which are small. That's a smaller round than a 30-06 less powder. And the backside, especially the Hydroshock or hollow point or H-lock like the Hornady rounds, the exit wound on the backside of the bores, the side is a watermelon when 308 comes out. That blows the whole side of his body out.
Well, but the crazy part about it is they lie about that.
They
lie about everything.
Oh, kind of like how they lied about the COVID-19 vaccine was safe and effective. Kind of how they lied about the hepatitis B vaccine needs to be used on newborns with healthy mothers. Kind of like they lie about everything. And I think the premise I'm getting at with this is, why do you keep believing somebody that never stops lying to you? At what point do you go, all they do is lie?
Well, no, that's why the book of John covers this. He says, your father,
John 8.
They say, our father's Abraham. No, it's not. Your father's Lucifer. It's Satan, the devil. He's a father of lies, and that's who you follow.
That is his native language.
That's what he speaks. And when he speaks, he lies. You know, you think, well, he shouldn't do that. I got news for you. He ain't going to change his behavioral pattern. It's been thousands of years.
That's like saying hogs shouldn't root. Hogs shouldn't hog. They're hogs.
It's what they do. It's like Rome said, people say liars shouldn't lie. Liars lie. Unless they have a filling of the Holy Spirit and they change. A person who lies all the time is going to lie all the time.
And one of the best stories, it's age-old long, is the frog and the scorpion.
You want to tell it?
Everybody. You can tell it. Everybody knows that story. If you haven't, you're about to find out.
Yeah. Bring it up. Frog sitting on the side of the riverbank and goes, I'm going to swim to the other side. Well, by the time he jumps in, the scorpion walks up to him and says, stop! Don't jump yet. I've got to talk to you. Frog looks at the scorpion and says, look, dude, get away from me. You're my mortal enemy. Scorpions sting frogs, and you kill me. And the frog says, I want nothing to do with you. And the scorpion goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. You get this all wrong. I need a favor. I'm going to be your friend, the scorpion, now. We're going to change this whole narrative. And the frog goes, what are you talking about? Get away from me, you lying sack of scorpion blood guts. And the scorpion goes, well, all I want you to do is I'm going to jump on your back. You jump in the river. You swim across the river. I want to go to the other side. I've never been over there. I want to see what the other side looks like. And the frog goes, what are you, crazy? You get on my back and you'll sting me and I'll die. And then he goes, no. You jump in the water. I can't swim. And as we're swimming across, I get to see the sights. And then you get to the other side, you can shake me off, and then you've done a favor, and now we become eternal friends. And the frog goes, all right, I'll take a chance with you. So the frog jumps, gets over by the scorpion. The scorpion jumps on the frog. The frog immediately leaps into the river and starts swimming across. And now the frog's thinking, okay, this is working. This is okay. I'm doing good. The scorpion's in the back, chilling out, getting a suntan. All of a sudden, the scorpion turns around, stings the frog right in the middle of the river. Now they're both going down. They're drowning. Both of them are dying. And they're going down for the third time. And the frog goes, why have you done this? You have stung me to your own peril. We're both going to die. And the scorpion looks at the frog and says, because I'm a scorpion. It's what I do. I sting frogs. You ain't changing my nature.
There you go.
And see, and that's the problem with some people. You don't realize how bad they are. And there's nothing you can do to fix it. It's who they are and what they do and how they act. And it's like the boys that breathe free air. I'm not saying they're all like that, but the problem with it is that a lot of them are just absolutely corrupt to the core.
And you can't change it.
No.
It doesn't matter how much they lie to you. It's in their nature.
They're sitting there lying to Jesus. And then a week later, they crucify him.
And then they're lying about Jesus.
Yeah.
Everything they did was lie about Jesus.
Lie, and more lies. And the sad part about it is, when you let a group of people, the Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferian synagogue of Satan, rule the planet with their money supply, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to lie about everything because they know what they're doing is involved in criminal enterprises running a giant Ponzi scheme.
It's true.
They can't tell the truth.
They have to stay on the lie. And speaking of truth, though, what we bring to you guys every single day on this show at Health Masters, be sure to check out the article page at the top. We've got a new article here that Harrison wrote up. This is a really good article. So I've had people ask me about this with nerve control, metabolic balance, and other issues as far as especially people that have had diabetic neuropathy is alpha-lipoic acid and benfotiamine.
How do you pronounce it? Benfotiamine? I thought it was benfotamine.
Benfotiamine? It's like acai or acai. You both know what I'm talking about. I don't need a grammar lesson. Don't email me on that one.
I had a lady the other day over the Florentino's restaurant.
Yeah.
She was having real bad foot pain.
Yeah.
And I brought her a bottle over. Gave it to her.
Yeah.
And then she told me, she goes, wow, I don't know what you gave me, but it really helps.
It does. So read this
waitress.
Article.
She's a waitress on her foot.
And what I try to do is, if you guys haven't figured this out yet, so I'm telling you, what I try to do is when you guys send me emails and I get a lot of the same questions, I try to get an article written on them. And I'll tell Harrison, I say, hey, I got 4 or 5 comments on this. Write me a detailed article and explain to it and why these supplements do what they do. And what that does is, because I know obviously there's a demand for this question. You guys are asking me. It means other people are asking me.
So we have Harrison write an article.
Yeah, so I have him write an article for me. And he does probably one of the best writers I've ever met.
He is the best writer I've ever met.
But actually one of the only prosecutor attorneys that I respect because he actually tries to abide by the law and tries to make a difference.
Great attorney.
Stupid stuff that doesn't need to be prosecuted. He's like, this is asinine. Drop it. We're not doing this. And the stuff that, you know, when they're on their fifth DUI and they kill somebody, he's like, no, you're going to prison for a long time, period. Mm-hmm. You know, so he's a great attorney. I've got a lot of respect for him. And he does great articles. So read up on these articles here, my friends. These are really good, well-written, really in-depth. I've got a plethora of them on here. Multivitamin, D3, K2, why it's so important for fortifying winter defense, ashwagandha, adapting to stress, cortisol, mood, restorative sleep. This is a really important one with ashwagandha, as more and more research is showing what it does for stress and anxiety and calmness. So read that article.
What is our product of the week?
Vitamin C.
Oh.
It won. Powder, your favorite. So I said earlier.
I had that this morning.
Yeah.
So I love that stuff.
10% off. Be sure to take advantage of it right now for the next couple days while it's on sale. Email us, call us. I appreciate you, my friends. Enjoy the Hagman Show if you didn't already watch it. Enjoy John Moore's show. You're on there for 30
minutes. Absolutely. And remember, Jesus is our lifeboat. I like that.
Yeah.
He's the one we get in to help. He's the one who gets us back to the Father.
He gets us to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you like that? I like that, too. Hey, I love you guys. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for your support. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here.
No.
And God bless all of you.
Thank you, my friends.